Scripture reading, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 15 through 16 and 18. This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it. You said, "No, we will flee on horses." Therefore you will flee. You said, "We will ride off on swift horses." Therefore your pursuers will be swift. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Devotional. God offered this promise, to be gracious to his people, Israel, when they found themselves threatened with the invasion of Assyria's conquering army, an army that had already overwhelmed the nations around them. Instead of trusting in God for salvation and strength to face the Assyrians, the Israelites became impatient and relied on their horses and chariots, the glamour weapons of that day. They chose short-term relief and a quick fix. As a result, they fled, making a series of bad decisions with destructive, long-term consequences. It's a temptation we too often succumb to today when we are fearful. Instead of waiting for God to act, we take matters into our own hands. We make decisions without consulting God or others, and we make assumptions about Him without checking them out. Yet God invites us to wait for Him and to rest in His love, allowing Him to guide us in our decisions each day. Question to consider. What first comes to mind in response to these words from God for you today? In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Prayer. Lord, it is so easy for me to take matters into my own hands, especially when faced with trials and pressures. I want to be quiet and trust in you. Show me what it means to wait on you when things appear to be going badly. I want your will, not mine, to be done in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.